Now it does.
Wild Talk Radio Network.
Talking to the radio show.
You texting in that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one
second. Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop. Hold up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing up for party. Oh, you done the vow.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have, actually. That's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
If you're sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
Apparently we're holding a trial on December 2nd. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com, twitch.tv/WTK Live, where if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit card Rocket Talk in the Fortnite app shop. Hashtag Epic Partner. Also, CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. We'll tell you about that here in a moment because we have an old school style 128 debate, but we're not doing it old school. We're doing it new school. We'll get to that here in a moment. I'm the producer, Sir Rock, and joined as always by the one, the only, the intern, Kane Kittens.
What's up?
Stone Case.
Your Honor, may I approach the bench?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
Does that make me the judge? Is that end this whole thing? I have to be the one who lays down the final verdict?
Well, you're part judge, part, like, I mean, technically, I think the Senate oversees it, so you would be, wait. Well, you know, yeah, Chief Justice. You'd be Chief Justice.
I'd be Chief Justice. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So maybe we'll have a whole setup. We'll have a poll for people to vote on. We'll put it on the website, cbrlive.com.
We'll have the jury weigh in on it.
Yeah, you, the people, are the jury. Yeah, so in case you missed it, before the show started, and the pre-show banter, we're impeaching maybe Lone Jobber on December 2nd.
Dereliction of duty, absent without lead.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to run with it on
December. He likes pineapple pizza. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can charge
him. We're going to charge him with we're going to bring all the things to order on December 2nd. I guess we have to come up with the list of all the stuff beforehand and let him give him a chance to defend himself.
Okay, yeah. So we will draft articles of impeachment.
There you go.
To send to Jobber.
There you go.
He can record his rebuttal, uh-huh. And then Rob will act as his leading attorney going up against the state's attorney, or technically the CB Radio attorney.
The CB Radio attorney. So there you go. That happens on December 2nd when CB Radio turned 16. The trial.
CB Radio can officially drive.
So yeah. Pineapple belongs on pizza, I guess. So yeah. It's going to be a thing. So we got that to look forward to. We'll We're going to promote it. We're going to do all the things. We'll have all the bumpers and the production values that you expect from something we do here on CB Radio. So that's to come on December 2nd. In 1 week's time, it will be CB Radio 800, though. Do the math and count along. That's a lot of episodes. It's a lot of content we've done. So that's going to be a thing. So we're going to talk about that next week. As a part of next week's show, we're going to finish tonight's Greater Than Great Debate next week. So tonight's Greater Than Great Debate is phobia, but I had a long list. And instead of trying to take the list down all the way down to 64 out of like 200, I cut it off at 128. But there's group style brackets. So we have two groups. We're doing group A tonight. Then we're going to do group B next week. I think that's kind of fair. So we'll do that with phobias here coming up in just a little while. We're going to play Google Feud in a couple of minutes. But before we get into it, one, the X-Score soldier himself, Subway, has arrived.
What's up?
And now, before we get into all that, it is time for the Intern's Corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
It's a truncated corner again from last same thing as last week because we're adding a game element to the show. So, Brent, what do we got?
I did a full corner. I've got like six different categories to go with. No, really, I've got three, if anything, and I'm going to skip the This Week in Wrestling History because we can abbreviate it.
I did write with the mini corner. I did tell you.
Yeah, I will just do one bit of wrestling history.
Okay.
October 13th, 1997 was the first instance that the group of Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Rick Rude, and China were formally named D-Generation X.
Nice.
It's a shame that group didn't really turn into anything.
Never make any money or tell us it had two words. Was that also on a Friday? No, it was on a Monday.
Yeah, it was on Monday.
But not a Friday. They also told everyone the word. It started the thing of, we've got two words for you.
Cha-ching. Oh, wait.
No. Two words for you. No, no one's going to do the bit. Okay, never mind. Moving on.
Oh, and then also October 11th, 2019, we saw the death of the Bailey Buddies.
Sorry, I was muted, but I did say suck it.
There we go. So Bailey took the little slasher to all of her Bailey buddies, and we have not seen them ever again. All right, celebrity birthday time. So we have quite a bit of celebrity birthdays, most of which were on October 8th. So let's get started. First up, he is an actor. He is the bane of Jimmy Kimmel's existence. It is one, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Matt Damon is what? Chat, what do you think Matt Damon is? We got a 52. I think 53.
Okay.
It seems crisp.
I'm going to go 51.
Got a 51 for Matt Damon.
All right. Do we have all the votes in?
Just go for it.
The answer is 53. All right. Next up, he is an actor. He is a game show host. And holy shit, does he have a bunch of kids. It is the former Mr. Mariah Carey himself, Nick Cannon.
He's got a lot. How many kids is he up to? 12? 13?
I don't know. He's up there in Sean Kemp category for kids.
And he's what? Gonna go 42, I think, for Nick Cannon. He's like 10, 11, 12 kids. He is so...
12 kids.
12 kids.
Total.
We got a 46. 12 kids.
I'm going to keep it going with 41.
And he's probably like 5 baby mamas, at least.
Huh. Nick Cannon is 43. And I'm sorry. My apologies to Sean Kemp. So he only has 7 kids, but it's with 6 different baby mamas.
And how many?
Nick Cannon has 12. I don't know how many mothers he has. Let me find out.
You do the next one. I'll look him up.
All right. Next up, she's an actress that has been in things such as Avatar, Ghostbusters, but probably most famously, the Alien series as Ripley, Sigourney Weaver.
Oh.
Chat, what do you think? Condoms exist. Sigourney Weaver, what? 60s? My brain is in the 60s. I'm going to say 60, 63, maybe? I could be totally wrong.
I'm going 61.
Okay. Oh, wait, and Galaxy Quest. She was, of course, in Galaxy Quest.
That was a great movie.
Seven guys, 72.
The answer, 74.
Wow.
And Rock, to answer the other question,
six
baby mamas.
I was counting this. I was just reading this article. Yeah, six.
Yeah. Is it from Women's Health?
People.com.
Okay. Because Women's Health had the five people plus the extra person. So six. So 12 kids, six baby mamas. Holy God, he is a man-ho.
He's a ho.
Next up. He's an actor. He used to be on Saturday Night Live. He's from Fletch, Caddyshack. But I think most people within our generation know him from Community, Chevy Chase.
Oh, he's old now. We got an 80. Go 81 off of that then. Because he's up there now.
What are you going, 80?
Yeah, no, we have one in chat for 80. We have one for 78. I've said 81.
Why are you stealing my 81, dude?
I already said it. So,
yeah, why are you stealing my shit? 82.
What's the answer, Brandon?
No, make my 80. 83.
80's
80 years old.
He's up there. Chevy's up there.
All right, next up. He was part of the original Quantum Leap. He was also part of NCIS New Orleans and Star Trek. God, I can't remember which version he was of Star Trek. Scott Bakula.
Who?
Scott Bakula. Like I said, the original Quantum Leap. If you saw him, you'd know him.
If I saw him, I would know him.
Star Trek Babylon or something?
We got 56 in chat. 68. I was 69? Nice.
All right. He is 69.
Nice.
And it was Star Trek Enterprise. The actual show was called Enterprise. All right. Next up, we have an athlete who just didn't know when to stop.
Okay.
He tried to a few times, but he just couldn't stop. And I would also say we would know him from being an amateur photographer. It is Brett Favre.
Brett Favre?
Oh,
John Madden's favorite player.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
The Favre.
54. For Brett Favre.
55.
Right, what is it, Brent?
54.
Nice.
All right. A few more.
Like two more.
Two more. All right. Next up, we have a rapper and an actress and former stripper, Cardi B. She makes that part of her identity, that fact that she was a former stripper.
That's fine. 36 is,
like, oh shit.
36? What are you saying, Sub?
40.
36, 40. I think she's younger than that. It's 33.
31.
Okay.
And finally, Rock, this one's for you. From Girl Meets World, Rowan Blanchard.
Oh, her.
Corey's daughter.
Yeah. She's gotta be young. 24.
Okay.
22.
21.
22. So those are celebrity birthdays. And we're gonna end with our movie of the week this week, which is from 2007, Paranormal Activity.
Okay.
Because we're sticking with the whole October, spooky vibe, etc. So, some trivia for Paranormal Activity. By the way, at work, they're decorating the office for Halloween, and one of the departments did The Shining as that. I walked in, I was like, oh my god, we just did the trivia for this movie.
There you go.
So, Paranormal Activity from 2007. First up, the actors weren't given scripts, but were instead given guidelines on how to behave and what to discuss in their scenes, being a found footage thing and everything. Director Steven Spielberg, who isn't associated with the film, had to stop watching the film halfway through at a home screener that he had because he was genuinely spooked by the experiences. He completed it during daylight hours the next day and ended up loving it. Filming in this movie completed in 10 days. Paramount acquired the U.S. rights for this film for $350,000, which, with its astonishingly low budget production of about $15,000, the film went on to make $193 million worldwide.
worldwide,
making this the second most profitable film ever made based on a return of investment. The most profitable is the movie we covered last year at this week, which is The Blair Witch Project, which cost $22,000 to make and went on to make $240.5 million overall. Katie Featherston and Micah Sloat, the two main actors for this movie, received a reported $500 each for their performances. Due to the success of this film, they renegotiated that amount.
Okay.
Good on them.
Good on them.
DreamWorks wanted to remake the movie with a bigger budget and better known actors, rather than release the film as it was and use the original film as a DVD extra. That's why DreamWorks doesn't get to make those decisions. The movie contains no opening or closing credits. During the first test screenings, people started to leave the theater. Originally, the crew thought that this was because the film wasn't going over well with its audience, only to later discover that people left the auditorium because they couldn't handle the intensity of the film. It was originally shot in 2006, but was not put into general release until 2009. So its initial release was 2007, but it didn't go into full large-scale release until 2009.
Okay.
Out of the 8 people hired to star in the movie, only 5 cast members remain in the theatrical release of it.
Okay.
All of the crew had to wear black clothing at times so that no colored reflections would show up on the walls or wooden floors. And finally, producer Jason Blum worked at Miramax in the 1990s as a movie distributor and passed on the opportunity to acquire the Blair Witch Project in 1999. The decision he quickly regretted when the movie became one of the most profitable low-budget films of all time. The market quickly became saturated with knockoffs made for more money, but without their financial success. When the time was right, Blum produced his own low-budget found footage film with Paranormal Activity, a decision that paid off as he was able to found Blumhouse Productions with the profits of that movie. And that is the Intern's Corner.
What an interesting corner that was this week. All right, so now, it's been a minute since we played this. We're going to play Google Feud. Ladies and gentlemen, Google Feud for a little bit.
We can't play the music Google Feud.
No, we can't. But so just imagine humming along at home for the Family Feud music. There you go. So, there you go. All right. So your categories are culture, people, names, questions, animals, entertainment, or food.
Oh, God. Names.
We're going to go with names for Google Feud. All right. Patrick Blank.
Stewart.
Is Stewart on the board. Number 7, Patrick Stewart.
Okay. Sub.
So I'm supposed to pick somebody with the name Patrick?
Yes.
Searches that start with Patrick.
Yeah.
That you think are in the top 10 popularity.
Oh, fuck. Well, shit, Patrick Stewart is probably, fuck, I thought that would have been the most.
I know my next choice.
Okay, so
I'm sure there's some sports people that are Patrick. Let me think.
As you think, we had chat said Patrick Starr.
Hey, Rock, I'm gonna go with that guy from Fortnite, but not anywhere else. Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes is number 2 on the board.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm also going to go with TikTok and go with Patrick Mahomes' brother.
Is that the full search? Patrick Mahomes' brother?
Patrick Mahomes' brother. Huh.
I want to say Patrick Ewing. Is that a real person?
Yes. Swayze.
The number one answer is Patrick Swayze.
Woo! Yeah.
Damn it, Brett. I knew I was forgetting somebody.
There you go.
I'm also going to go with South Park and Patrick
You've done
Duffy.
Enough.
Hold on. Say the answer.
Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Surprising.
All right, you got one more guess. Or one more incorrect, I should say.
Peterson.
Patrick Peterson.
Huh.
Swayze, Mahomes, Kane, Stewart, Schwarzenegger, Dempsey, Beverly, Kane contract, Bateman, Wilson.
Patrick Bateman. Oh, Bateman. Shit.
I don't know that. Yeah, Schwarzenegger. I didn't know any of them, so I don't feel so bad.
All right. Do you want another do another round of names, or you want to change the category?
Let's change the category.
Back and change the category. Your choices are culture, people, names, questions, animals, entertainment, or food.
Culture.
We're gonna do culture. How to grow blank.
Sub go.
Pot.
There we go.
Pot. Right. Like, okay.
How to grow pot.
Wow. Tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Number six. Tomatoes.
Taller.
All right.
The number one answer is taller.
You can't grow taller. It's genetics. A beard.
That's sad that people are even Googling that.
Number nine. A beard.
Hey.
Tobacco.
Yeah. I was gonna say right now pumpkins.
Meh.
Ah, I was trying to go timely.
Cocoa leaves.
What was that?
Cocoa leaves.
One more wrong answer. We did. She says weed. Pot wasn't on here, so we really want
to
use
grow
mushrooms.
Mushrooms is.
I was gonna say mushrooms. What about hair?
So we're out of guesses. So here's your answer: taller, potatoes, garlic. Your hair faster.
Potatoes.
Your hair faster. Strawberries.
Hair faster.
Tomatoes. Cucumbers. Asparagus. A beard.
Strawberries.
Onions.
A beard.
See, I should have thought of that. Asparagus. Cucumber. I knew more vegetables should have been on there.
All right. We're going to do another culture one because that kind of was working. Penguins are blank.
Oh, God. Monogamous.
Number nine.
Penguins are...
We got one for birds. Penguins are birds, birds? Number four on the board.
Okay, I'm going to say something. It's going to sound out of left field, but it's because of mammals.
The number one answer.
What?
Mammals.
Penguins are mammals?
Yeah.
People think penguins are mammals, but they're not.
Are penguins gay?
Are penguins what?
Gay?
Are penguins gay?
That's a legit question. Can be, I guess. I don't know. I'm penguins are cute. Really?
Cold-blooded?
I was just thinking that.
Five, number five, cold-blooded.
Oh, God, they're okay. Not cold-blooded. They're birds. They're birds.
Birds, right.
Cold-blooded would be lizards.
Penguins are tasty?
One more guess.
You know somebody's eating a penguin somewhere.
One more wrong answer, I should say.
I don't know. In tuxedos? I'm trying to think of the lowest common denominator here, folks.
Mammals, necrophiliacs, evil birds.
Wait, what? What? No. Stop. Stop for a second. Necrophiliacs?
Yep.
And that's the number two?
It's number two. Are evil.
What is wrong with you people?
Are birds. Are cold.
I think it's because.
Go ahead.
What? I think it's something about there's been known where penguins have had sex with other dead penguins.
There you go. Cold-blooded, found in which continent? Birds or mammals, found in monogamous carnivores.
Hell, found in one. Yeah, I could see that'd be a question people would Google.
All right, we're going to do food.
Carnivore. Dude.
We're going to do food for this one. Are hot dogs made out of...
Lips and hip. Lips?
Lips?
Lips. What? I mean, are we eating beef or chicken?
Pork.
Pork is number seven.
Beef?
Porks are made out of... Not beef.
What?
Pig ears.
Pig intestines.
Number three, pig intestines.
I would say like cockroaches.
Dogs.
What'd you say, Sub?
Dogs.
Number two, dogs.
Because people are stupid. Hot dogs. Are they really made out of dogs? Can't eat those. I could see somebody doing it. Hot dogs, are they made out of? I already said pig intestines.
Rats.
Number six, rats.
I was going to say like animal asshole. But
is that how you want to phrase it? An animal asshole. Is that I don't think that's going
to phrase it. Are hot dogs made out of anus? I had to try. How many guesses are left?
You got two more wrong answers.
Hot dogs made out of... Come on, Brent. What's left?
Butthole.
Butthole.
I said that. Anus. No, oh.
You have to be specific. Buttholes.
Oh, that's not fair.
But that's the Google search. That's how the Google search
goes. I said assholes.
That's why I said, how do you want to phrase it? Again, you got to remember what people will be looking up. People don't always use the vulgar language like that. People go buttholes. Cow tongue. No. One more wrong answer.
Horses.
Number 10, horses.
Guys, I don't know if you counted my wrong answer for it, but cockroaches. Okay.
Your answer's...
Well, because stuff could fall into the thing, so technically they could be part of made out of.
Your answers are...
Oh, yeah.
Pigs, dogs, pig intestines, buttholes, rats, pork, earthworms, worms, horses.
Ew, earthworms and worms. What the hell?
It's what people Google. You know.
What category was left?
Let's go back to the categories and we'll figure this out. All right. So we did names, we did culture, we did food, we got people, questions, we did animals. I think we did animals and entertainment. So people, questions,
entertainment.
Feeling lucky with entertainment. Is Luke Skywalker a
Jedi?
The number one answer, Jedi.
Of course.
Orphan?
Is he an orphan? Survey says...
Okay, Gray Jedi.
The number 5 answer. Gray Jedi. We have one for Darth Vader's son. Is Luke Skywalker Darth Vader's son?
Okay, a Sith.
The number 10 answer.
There we go. Good guy.
The number 8 answer.
I have one, but I can't say it.
Yes, you can. Say it.
Okay. Is he a virgin?
I'm thinking of two. Oh, yeah. There you go.
The number 6 answer.
I hate people so much. I hate people.
Is Luke Skywalker attracted to Leia?
That's not... Okay. That's not the phrase. It's Luke. Is Luke Skywalker A? So you
can... Homo. A sister humper? I don't know.
A prince.
The number 2 answer, prince.
Okay, wait. I said Jedi. Jedi master.
The number 4 answer.
Okay.
Jedi master. Human. We got human. Human is number 3.
Rock, I'm kind of ashamed that I'm actually getting, like, a lot of these on the nerd one.
I mean...
It fits, but...
I think you got most of them so far. Yeah, we got most of them.
How many do we have left?
Mm-hmm. One. Thing. Yeah, one.
A ghost?
That's actually a viable... That's a good answer, actually.
Is Luke Skywalker a snivelly little pissant piece of shit?
Not gonna write that one. We did superhero, right?
No.
No? Okay. No. Is Luke Skywalker a superhero? Yes. All right, so we had 2 left. So one more. Now it's one more. That was the number 7 answer.
Is he a general? Fuck if I know the last one.
You're not going to get it.
Then just, if we're not going to get it, just read it.
A Mary Sue.
Oh, goddamn.
All right. We'll do questions and then we'll go to probably the debate at this rate and then we'll end the pick. All right, so we're going to go to questions. Your question is, did Steve Jobs invent blank?
Apple.
Did Steve Jobs advance what?
Invent. Apple is number...
God damn it, one person.
Invent. Anyway.
What did Steve Jobs invent?
Yes. Apple is the number 3 answer.
Microsoft?
iPhone.
iPhone is the number 1 answer.
So iPad is probably on there, right?
Number 9, the iPad.
The internet.
Number 10, the internet.
God. You know what? Someone's going to ask this. The computer.
Number 4.
Motherfucker.
Google.
That's a good... smartphones.
And I was just saying that too. That is the number 5 answer.
Okay.
You know, just fuck me. When are we getting to the debate? Fuck this game. I mean, I'm trying, right, Brent? I mean, at least I'm trying to, like, think in the box.
Yeah, no, I mean, what's some other...
You get where I was going. Like, I mean, people are asking about the computer and, you know, internet. And,
yeah,
like, he invented all of the... he invented everything. Video games, the whole 9 yards.
Well, wait. So, you said that. Okay, someone's going to ask, did he invent anything?
Number 2, anything.
Yeah?
Just, I could see someone just generally asking, like, did he invent anything?
Right.
Shit, I don't know. I'm trying to think of some other stuff. Did he invent the turtleneck?
The turtleneck. Did Steve Jobs invent the turtleneck?
No, he just popularized it.
Did Steve Jobs invent Viagra?
All right, one more guess, or one more wrong guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're guessing at this point. Steve Jobs invent job fairs?
Your answers are the iPhone, anything, Apple, the computer, the smartphone, the mouse, Pixar, Pong.
Oh, the mouse, Pixar.
The iPad, and the internet. This stage of the game, we're going to close the evening with expert NFL picks, so we're going to go to the greater than great debate.
It is time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
Also, at 11:37, the answer was, I'll be there in 5.
Yeah.
So.
That's 5 hours. That's 5 hours.
So 5 hours. Good thing this is not trial week.
No. Yeah, Chopper would be screwed if his lawyer did not show.
Okay, so what we're doing this week is phobias, and we're going to be finishing them off next week as well. So we got 64 this week. And 64 next week of phobias, because why the hell not?
Nah.
Let's get into it.
Alrighty. Hang on. I need to double check something with one of them, because I can't tell if this is an I or an L. Because fuck this.
I believe it's an I. Just called a hunch on that one.
Yeah, it is an I. It's from Greek, because of course it is. All right, so first up, so we're only 4 tonight, and then we will work on the other part of the tournament next week. Because mm-hmm. we're not doing 128, I just do not have that in me, neither does Rock.
No, I do not. No, 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 no.
No. All right, so first up, our first round matchups, we have iatrophobia, fear of doctors, or going to the doctor, taking on somnophobia, the fear of sleep.
The sleep one.
What are we debating? Like, which one is more popular, or...
It's just your opinion of which one is better phobia, doctor or sleep.
I think the fear of doctors is definitely, I know a lot of people really don't. Like, that's like a real common fear.
Okay, so you're going doctors, Brent?
I'll go sleep, why not?
All right, we'll go to the wheel.
I mean, a lot of people what was don't that sleep. Again? Like, it's not that they're afraid, they just option can't, one. You know?
Option one, the fear of doctors. Move on. Next.
Pediophobia, the fear of dolls. Pediophobia, taking on jephyrophobia, the fear of crossing bridges.
I've known a couple people that have had the bridge one, so I'm going to do that.
You're going to go bridge.
Like, they had to drive on the inside lane, and if it was only a two-lane bridge, they wouldn't drive over it.
I'm going to go pediophobia because of Annabelle.
Okay, wheel.
And Chucky.
Option two.
Option two moves on. Next.
So the fear of crossing bridges moves. Hylophobia. The fear of forests, or the fear of trees, forests, or woods, takes on ablutophobia. The fear of washing or bathing.
Joining us right now is
the woods.
Joining us right now is the Godfather Extreme Rob Parks.
Voila.
We'll go with woods.
So, Rob, be here in 5, right? In 5?
You know, some things pop up, and you just got to do them.
Wow, dude.
The fear of the
woods. What the old lady real quick, huh?
5 lanes of motherfucking highway.
All right, let's go next.
All right. Tophophobia, the fear of being buried alive, or claustrophobia, the fear of confined space. Okay, wait a minute. This is one in the same kind of...
No, because claustrophobia is like you could be in a tight situation that you're not trapped. Being buried alive is basically fucking being trapped underground. Yeah. Like,
I know, I was just making a joke.
But I gotta go with the claustrophobia. I think that's more common, people just being uncomfortable in tight spots.
I'm going with buried alive.
What if you had both?
Taphophobia.
What's more common, Rob?
No, it's not. It's whatever you decide. It doesn't have to be common. It's whatever you feel is worse or different. Common. What? It's a you decision. You should know this by now.
Well, I'm basing it off what I think is more common.
Okay.
Bigger phobias.
That's fine. Brent, you will
go. Yeah, what's the cooler thing to get?
You want Bird Alive?
Bird Alive.
Rob?
They have so many matches. I mean, I guess we could seem common.
Bird Alive.
We'll go with that.
Bird Alive moves on. Next.
Pedophobia, the fear of children, or panphobia, the fear of everything.
I gotta say the fear of children.
Fear of everything.
Pan.
I say everything.
Fear of everything moves on. Next.
All right. Next up, spectrophobia, the fear of mirrors or one's own reflection, or technophobia, the fear of technology.
Own reflection.
Yeah, I'll go with the reflection.
I'll go with technophobia, because we're all on a podcast right now, and it's funny.
Rob?
If I went with technology, then I'd seem like an old fogey, so...
Mirror, mirror on the wall. There you go. Next.
Oh, Rock, you'll have to let Rob know of his job later.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about it off air.
Yeah. Next up, rhabdophobia, the fear of being severely punished or beaten with a stick. That's rather subjective or specific.
Very specific.
Allodoxophobia, the fear of options.
Opinions. Fear of opinions.
My bad.
Anyway, the first one, because it's very specific. Yes, we're all old here. Yes, we started young and now we're old.
I'm going to go with the opinions.
Brent?
Started from the bottom, now we're here. I'm going to go with the, severely beaten or punished with a stick.
Rob.
Good answer.
That sounded like a good one. I'll go with that.
The first one? Nice. There we go. Next.
All right. Next up, we have pediophobia, which is the fear of puppets. Glossophobia, the fear of public speaking. I mean, technically, that could also be the same thing again.
Yeah. Public speaking.
Puppets.
Muppets.
How about public speaking?
With a puppet.
Via public. Yeah, puppets. I don't know. We'll go public speaking.
Public speaking moves on. Next.
All right. We now move into round number twos. Iatrophobia, the fear of doctors or going to the doctor. Jafarophobia, the fear of crossing bridges.
Bridges. Jafarophobia, I'm going to call it.
Bridges.
See, I don't fear going to the doctor. I just don't go.
We know.
Rock knows whenever I get a cold, he's just like, oh, God, this is going to be awful for 6 weeks. Only a little bit of a cough.
That lasts for 3 months. What are you going with,
Rock? Yeah, I'll go with doctors.
Bridges, we'll move on. Next.
Hylophobia, the fear of trees, forests, or woods. Taphophobia, the fear of being buried alive.
Buried alive.
Woods.
Buried.
Buried.
Buried. We'll move on. Next.
Next up, phanophobia, the fear of everything. Spectrophobia, the fear of mirrors or one's own reflection.
The fear of everything. Sub, you said mirrors?
Everything.
I'm going to go with manophobia.
Fear of everything moves on. Next.
Rhabdophobia, the fear of being severely punished or beaten with a stick. Glossophobia, the fear of public speaking.
Gloss. Public speaking.
Beaten with a stick.
I'll go with the rule of thumb.
Stick.
We'll move on. Next.
Jafarophobia, the fear of crossing bridges. Taphophobia, the fear of being buried alive.
Buried alive.
Bridges.
Buried.
Rob?
I'll go with Lloyd and Jeff.
Buried alive moves on. Next.
Panphobia, the fear of everything. Rhabdophobia, the fear of being severely punished or beaten with a stick.
Stick.
The stick.
Everything.
I mean, everything possibly could include the fear of getting beaten with a stick.
Yeah.
So I'll go everything.
Stick moves on. Next.
Taphophobia, the fear of being buried alive. Rhabdophobia, the fear of being severely punished or beaten with a stick.
Buried alive.
Buried alive.
Just
buried.
Incredible.
It's a kendo stick.
Employees will be beaten until morale improves.
There you go. Buried alive. Move on. Next.
All right, back into round number ones. Hedonophobia, the fear of pleasure.
kind of sounds like working it. So,
agoraphobia, the fear of failure.
I mean, they're like complete opposites on that one. Fear of failure.
And doesn't everybody fear failure?
Guess not.
Some strive for it.
Fear of pleasure, because I'll go with the fear of pleasure.
Some you want failure?
The fear, I'll go the first one.
All right, Rob, what do you got?
I'll go with the pleasure, too.
Fear of pleasure moves on. Next.
All right, coprophobia. The fear of feces or bodily waste.
Ew.
Zeus.
They don't sound anything like their names.
Zeusatismophobia. The fear of people who enjoy inflicting pain on animals.
Hmm. Fear of bodily waste.
Waste.
What was that, Brent?
Michael Vick.
Feces.
Brent, you went with waste.
Waste.
Moves on. Next.
All right. Venustrophobia. The fear of beautiful women.
Apparently the same ones.
Calignophobia. The fear of beautiful women.
So which were apparently they're the same ones.
Venus.
Wait a minute.
Venus. Apparently they have two different names.
What?
Just pick one. Pick one, sub. It doesn't matter.
One or two.
It's the same thing, though. I picked the beautiful one.
It didn't catch it.
Beautiful women.
It didn't. The thing didn't catch it. That's the problem.
Well, then I'll go opposite of sub, and I'll go for the fear of beautiful women.
All right. Venus moves on. Next.
All right. Uranophobia, the fear of heaven. Decidophobia, the fear of making decisions.
Decisions.
I can't choose.
The fear of heaven.
Any other guesses, Rob?
I'll go decisions.
Decisions move on. Next.
Bromistrophobia, the fear of bodily odor. Estrophobia, the fear of dawn or daylight. Something we may have to worry about with this show sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So, B.O. or being a vampire? B.O.
B.O.
Being a teenager.
That's either one, Brent. Which one is it?
Being a teenager in a locker room.
There you go. Body odor moves on. Next.
Acarophobia. The fear of itching or of the insects that cause itching. Trypanophobia. The fear of injections or needles.
Oh, the fear of needles.
Itching.
I used to have that.
I don't fear needles. I had a like doctor or doctor's assistant that like was really bad at giving shots.
Dude, my very first thing that, listen, as a little kid, was I had to get put under for a surgery. I'll get into another time. It was the first time I had ever gone under, first time I'd ever, you know, had any kind of surgery. And as she's doing it, she goes, oh, I messed up. And then, like, you know, then they do it again. And, like, the girl, you know, and I went out real quick. Like, I'm one of them people, you know, they're like, well, I'm going to count from 10. I'm like, I'm out by 9, you know. As soon as it hits me, I went out. Well, I have a scar there on my arm to this day from that experience. And for a long time, I couldn't fucking do needles. And then before I got into wrestling, I pierced both my ears, my nose, my lip. You know, I was like, fuck that. I'm getting past it.
I was going to say, what eyebrow did you decide that you had no fear of needles anymore?
Well, I was tired of being afraid of them. Like, because, you know, I didn't go to the dentist. I didn't, you know, I didn't go to doctors. I didn't do the shot. I've never had, you know, the whole yearly shot and shit.
I'm
giving blood and shit, and like now it's like not so bad. It's like, dude, it isn't as bad as probably the buildup, basically.
All right, so.
I'm glad you didn't go to hard drugs and you just went to piercings.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shoot up, man. No, I hated that.
Brent, it's just character development. Brent, what you got?
I'm going to go with needles.
Rob.
Yeah, I'll go with the pokey pokies.
And it moves on. Next.
All right. We have ablutophobia, the fear of bathing or cleaning. Agoraphobia, the fear of open spaces. The fear of open or crowded spaces.
Bathing. Crowded spaces.
Brent. Bathing.
Brent.
Spaces.
Crowded spaces. Move on. Next.
Cacophobia, the fear of noise. Cacophony. Cacophony. Come on, Rob. onomatophobia, the fear of hearing certain words or names.
The first one.
First one.
For Rob, the second one, because of his reaction to the first.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was going to be the fear of chickens. I'll go the second.
And that one moves on. Next.
Let's see. Into round number twos. I'm just going to read the fears instead of the names again. The fear of pleasure. The fear of feces or bodily waste?
Bodily waste.
The fear of feces.
I mean, it's good that it's not the, you know, Martin Luther, the fear of feces.
Should I go feces?
Sure, I'll go with that. No one laughed at it either, you assholes. There we go. Next up, the fear of beautiful women takes on the fear of making decisions.
Decisions.
The women.
It is a tough decision.
Beautiful woman.
Putting Rob down for decisions and decisions. Move on. Next.
The fear of body odor. The fear of injections or needles.
Needles.
Nettles.
Needles.
Stabby, stabby.
Stabby, stabby. Moves on.
At least it's not choppy, choppy.
No, no. It's not choppy, choppy, pee-pee. No.
The fear of open or crowded spaces. The fear of certain words or names. Or the hearing certain words or names.
Crowded places.
Crowded spaces.
Redacted.
Certain words or names.
Crowded spaces. Move on. Next.
All right. The fear of feces or bodily waste. The fear of making decisions.
Decisions, decisions, decisions.
Feces.
Feces.
You got a big decision to make.
You do, in fact, have the decision. And decision. We'll move on. Next.
The fear of injections or needles. The fear of open or crowded spaces.
Needles.
Crowded places.
We'll go needles.
Needles.
Needles. We'll move on. Next.
Fear of making decisions. The fear of needles.
Decisions. Decisions. Decisions.
Nettles.
Needles.
I'm telling you, this is just really a tough decision.
It really is. And it moves on.
All right. Halfway through with the first tournament.
First section of the tournament, yep.
Chromophobia, the fear of colors. Jumophobia, the fear of taste.
Colors.
Taste.
Black.
What was that, Rob?
Black and white.
Taste.
We'll move on. Next.
Zealophobia, the fear of being of jealousy or being jealous. Astrophobia, the fear of lightning or thunder.
Lightning and thunder.
Astrophobia.
Thor.
WCW programming.
Thunder. Moves on. Next.
Androphobia. The fear of men. Arithmophobia. The fear of numbers.
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 It is a numbers game.
It is, in fact, a numbers game. Brent.
I'm scared of everyone on this call.
All right. Next.
Ergasiophobia. The fear of working or functioning. Cyberphobia, the fear of computers or technology. I'm fucked with both of these.
The first one.
Rock, we definitely know it's not the first one for me.
No. No. Fear working, moves on, next.
Y'all are pussies. Kokorophobia, the fear of failure or defeat. Jellyophobia, the fear of laughter.
Jellyphobia.
The fear of failure or defeat.
Failure and defeat.
Right?
Sure, I'll go failure.
Failure moves on. Next.
Vestophobia, the fear of clothing. Waggingophobia, the fear of wagging tongues or gossiping. I think they just made that fucking word up.
The first one.
I mean, Brent, they make all the words up.
I understand. I mean, specifically, waggingophobia.
Okay. Anyway, clothing. But what are you going with, Brent?
Vestophobia.
Rob.
I'll go with this supposed made-up word.
Fear of clothing moves on. Next.
Dysmorphophobia, the fear of deformity or deformities. Lacanophobia, the fear of vegetables.
The fear of vegetables.
Deformities.
Deformity.
Jillian Hall.
Moves on. Next.
Xerophobia, the fear of dryness. Telephobia, the fear of definite plans or goals.
Second one.
The second one.
Goals.
Goal-oriented.
Goals. Move on. Next.
All right. Round number twos. The fear of taste takes on the fear of thunder or lightning.
Thunder and lightning.
Thunder and lightning.
We don't have those on this show. Taste.
Thor moves on. Next.
The fear of numbers. The fear of work or functioning.
Number.
Work or functioning.
I'll go work functionality.
I have no problem with work, so I'm going to go with the other one.
Work moves on. Next.
The fear of failure or defeat. The fear of clothing.
Defeat.
Fear of clothing.
Failure and defeat.
Go with failure.
Moves on. Next.
Fear of deformity or deformities. The fear of definite plans or goals.
Deformities.
Definite plans or goals.
I'll go midnight-ish.
Brian?
Goals.
Move on. Next.
Fear of thunder or lightning. The fear of work or functioning.
Lightning. Thunder.
Thunder and lightning.
Work and goals.
Not work.
Sub you went with?
Lightning. And thunder.
And you and Rob went work, right?
Yep.
All right. Work or functioning. Move on. Next.
Fear of failure or defeat. The fear of definite plans or goals.
Defeat.
Defeat.
The goals.
Goals.
Failure moves on. Next.
All right. Fear of work or functioning, the fear of failure or defeat?
Defeat.
Work or functioning.
Defeat.
Workaholics.
Defeat. Moving on next.
All right. Last set's of round number ones. Oh, by the way, Rock, the number is 3646 now.
For those who are new to the program, explain the number.
That is the number of days I've worked consecutively.
3634.
No, 3646.
3646. My bad.
Yes.
Don't want to discount those 10 days. My bad.
Staff's
a lot of overtime.
No, actually, I'm salary, so no overtime. Staff Sabasi phobia, the fear of standing or walking. Nyctophobia, the fear of darkness or night.
Darkness or night.
Standing or walking?
Walkies.
Technically, that's a lot of overtime just without the pay. I'll go with the walkie-talkies.
Walking moves on. Next.
Placophobia, the fear of tombstones. Koinoniophobia, the fear of rooms.
Fear of tombstones.
The plaques.
The roots.
Taker, taker, taker. Oh my god, it's taker.
Next.
Acrophobia, the fear of heights. Bibliophobia, the fear of books.
Books.
Heights.
Acrophobia.
Heights.
Heights. We'll move on. Next.
Phasmophobia, the fear of ghosts.
What?
Telephonophobia, the fear of telephones.
Phasmophobia? Sounds like that would be a game or telephone. Something.
That does sound like it could be possibly a game that might still be in early development.
Telephone.
Phas.
Rob.
Telephones.
Move on. Next.
Faunophobia, the fear of loud noises or sounds. Botanophobia, the fear of plants.
Plants.
What?
God damn you,
Rob. Fear of plants.
Sound. Rob? Brent?
L.A. Knight.
Yeah. Rob?
I'll go with the green stuff.
Loud noises. Move on next.
Okay, this one is very specific. And I want to figure out how people discovered this fear.
I do too, and that's why this one made the cut.
Anatidiophobia. The fear of being watched by a duck. Heliophobia. Fear of the sun or sunlight.
I'm picking the duck.
Sun or sunlight. That duck one's weird.
I'm going with the duck. Quack. Quack. Quack.
Duck. Yes. Fear of being watched by a duck. Rob, do your ducks fly together? All right. Anyway, ducks, move on. Next.
Chionophobia. The fear of snow. Obesiophobia. The fear of gaining weight.
Wait.
Obesity. I'm
trying to get over that one duck. Is...
I'm going to go with being fluffy.
Sub.
Obesity phobia.
Rob.
What he said.
There you go. Next.
Ablutophobia. The fear of bathing, washing, or cleaning. I think we had something like that above already.
We did.
Close to that, yeah.
No, I thought there was blutophobia, and then there's ablutophobia. Nope, there it is. Number 12.
Was it there?
Fear of bathing or cleaning.
Okay.
And then number 22.
Okay.
And then cebiophobia, the fear of food.
Then we'll move food right along. Next.
All right. The fear of standing or walking, the fear of tombstones.
Tombstones.
Walking.
Walking.
Tombstones.
Tombstones, we'll move on next.
Fear of heights, the fear of telephones.
Heights.
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 Move on.
Telephone.
Heights, we'll move on next.
The fear of loud sounds or noises, the fear of being watched by a duck.
Duck.
What was the first one?
Loud sounds or noises.
Loud sounds or noises. I'll go that one.
Duck. No. Fly together.
Flying V.
Press the red button.
Don't press the red button.
Rock, press
the red button.
Don't press the red button. That's a lesson you teach.
It would have been funnier if it was don't press the red button.
And then... Yeah. Would have been fair. All right, next.
The fear of gaining weight or the fear of food?
Gaining weight.
Food.
The fluffiness.
Food.
Gaining weight moves on. Next.
Tombstones or heights?
Height.
Tombstones.
It's not the fall that'll kill you. It's a sudden stop at the end.
Heights will move on. Next.
All right. The fear of being watched by a duck. The fear of gaining weight.
Ducks.
Gaining weight.
Quack, quack.
You know what? That duck is very judgmental.
So strange about how that duck looks at me.
Always has been, always will be. All right, next.
The fear of heights, the fear of being watched by a duck.
Fear of being watched by a duck.
Is he looking at me? I think he might be looking
at me. I think he might be looking at you. I'm just saying, he might be.
You got some beef, Daffy.
So we're going with duck for that one. Waiting for the tiebreaker in chat. Ducks move on. Next.
All right. So our semifinals of tournament number one. The fear of being buried alive takes on the fear of making decisions.
Buried alive.
Buried alive.
Decisions.
Sorry, Paul.
Decisions. Buried alive. Decisions. Buried alive. We got a tie at the moment. Hang on, chat. Buried alive. Moves on. Next.
Other semifinal. The fear of failure or defeat takes on the fear of being watched by a duck.
By a duck.
The first one.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, it's not just a duck, it's being watched by that duck.
Damn duck.
What if you had multiple ducks?
Ooh. Ooh.
Then that's a neurosis is what that is.
What are you going with, Rob?
Fuck a duck.
Duck moves on.
All right. In your main event of tournament number one, we have taphophobia, the fear of being buried alive, and we have anatidophobia, the fear of being watched by a duck.
By a duck.
The first one.
The quack. The quack.
I mean, I hear ducks can maul you like a bear if they look at you a certain way.
Stop it, bear.
Just think if that video had a duck in it.
Imagine. But the ducks will move on to the finals next week. But before we go, we have one last objective of the since Rob was late, we pushed it back just a little bit. It's time now. Expert NFL pick.
Sit. Hi. It's time for Subway and Rob's, and also, I guess, the interns, but not Jobber's expert NFL picks.
These picks are for entertainment purposes. If for some reason you use these picks for betting purposes, we don't fully endorse them. However, if you end up making money from them, please send us some.
Are you ready for some football?
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Football Pro 99.
Brock, that's something to add to the articles.
Okay.
Because we had to change the intro.
We had to change the we did. So just put it on your list.
Yes, I will draft the articles.
You will draft the articles. Alright, we got Ravens, Titans. Who you got, Sub?
Ravens.
Rob.
Oh, Titans.
Ravens.
Commanders and Falcons.
Falcons.
I'll go Commanders.
Right. Dirty Birds.
Vikings, Bears. Ugh.
Vikings.
The Bears.
With Justin Jefferson going to the IR, I'm surprisingly picking the Bears.
The Seahawks and the Bengals.
Seahawks.
Bengals.
Bengals.
49ers, Browns.
Browns.
Oh, 49ers.
Fuck George Kittle, but I'm picking the Niners. But fuck Kittle.
Fuck the Cowboys?
No, it was just fuck Cowboys.
No. Oh. It was like worth $13,000 in fine.
Yeah, he better have enjoyed that, making that statement, because it cost him a shit ton.
For what he's making, that's really a tiny percentage. Anyway, Panthers and Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Panthers. Rob, Panthers, Dolphins.
Yeah, I'll go with Dolphins.
Fishy.
1% of the people went Panthers.
They're all in Carolina.
They're all in Carolina. Colts and Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Rob, Colts or Jaguars?
What do you have over Nindy now?
Not a quarterback.
I'll go Jacksonville.
Who is? No, Gardner Minshew is the quarterback.
Yeah.
Wasn't he an Eagle?
For a year. I mean, it wasn't any great. It wasn't great. Anyway, what's your pick?
With all due respect, the Jaguars.
Saints and the Texans.
Saints.
I'll go with New Orleans.
Right?
Who dat?
Patriots, Raiders.
Oh, God.
Raiders.
I'll go with the Patriots.
Prisoners.
Lions and Buccaneers.
Lions.
Oh, Tampa Bay.
Kitty cat.
Cardinals and Rams.
Cardinals.
I go to Redbirds.
Right?
The sheep.
95% of the people went Rams. Eagles and Jets. Game of the week.
Jets.
At least that's what the promotions are telling you is.
Well, it would have been if a quarterback had played in it.
Yeah, that's why it's in the primetime slot, 425. But he's no longer there. Rap.
Well, he's there, but he's Hobble. Just keeping the bench warm.
Yeah.
Not with Eagles.
He's just eating up that cap space.
Mm-hmm. Brent.
Eagles.
Giants and Bills.
Giants.
Bills.
Bills Mafia.
1% went Giants. Sub is now 1%er. And the Cowboys and the Chargers.
Chargers.
It really feels uneasy to pick the Cowboys. What they've been having. Yeah, but I'll go with them.
Is it the Kellen Moore revenge game? I'm gonna go with the Cowboys.
And there you go. That'll do it for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Casey's no longer here because he's going curling. So it's Brent and Tim and me. We'll figure out what we're doing tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night.
Hey,
it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Rack is live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Saturday night for 800 episodes of CB Radio Live. For that, most likely will be Fortnite, unless there's baseball. So we'll figure that part out. It's at CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CB Radio Live.
KingKinsRadio.com.
SuperRadioGoe at KingKins, at Lone Jobber, at Wade Manson, at Wild Talk Radio. Final thoughts up.
There's a part two to this next week?
There is.
Okay, interesting, interesting. I don't know. Have a good night. Yeah.
Yeah. Rap.
I'll call it Rock. Got it ready? We didn't get no Bree mode.
We'll have it ready. Brent.
I'm scared for what's happening next week. Maybe that'll be an option. We'll find out. Tune in.
There you go. Rob, final thought.
I appreciate everybody listening. Join next week for what's probably going to be a momentous occasion in time. Till then.
A momentous occasion in time, because Sub wanted it. So again.
Get our Bree mode on.
They'll get your Bree mode on next week, Saturday night, midnight, or 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's no longer midnight edition. It's 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Long day hours at the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com. Twitch.tv/WTRLive. And
CBRadioLive.com.
Wild Talk Radio Network.